Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yosef Tzvi Ben Marasin and Miriam. Holyotze Chalotzev. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Shmuot Raya, the Shal Shiris Drashes of Maran Harav Zatzal. And now we're going to be discussing Inyani Chanukah. L'chavot Chanukah v'alino ko Yisrael v'tov, v'alshu v'schus v'rafu av chayu chevet fega v'as mechayu dispasio. And and Rosh Chodesh Teves, in the 7th of Chanukah, 7th day of Chanukah in the year 1931, there was a Hascholas K'sivah Sefer Torah in the house of Maran Harav Zatzal. The first Urias were sent from the city Pavanich in Poland. There was a group of Avreichim, very interesting group of married men, who were Hasidim of Rav Kook. And they would correspond with him. This is written about by Harav Neria in the Sefer Bisteli Ariyah, page 541 and on, in the first edition of this Aliya. And in Moadei Aliya, from page 169. In any event, they wanted the Sefer Torah to be written, started to be written in the house of the Rav. And the Rav gave a talk there. It was Chanukah. And this is what the Rav said. On the Pasuk, Kineo mitzvah v'torah ol, tarshu b'agmara, t'alah katuv ha-mitzvah v'ner v'tatorah b'ol. T'amitzvah v'ner, אמר לך, מה נר אינה מגינה לפי שעה? אף מצווה אינה מגינה לפי שעה. ואת התורה באור, אמר לך, מה אור מגין לעולם? אף תורה מגינה לעולם. So, Mar Darshan's that the mitzvah relates to the nair, and the Torah relates to the or. The mitzvah relates to the nair, tells you that just like a nair is only protects you lefi shah, only protects you temporarily, because ner is eventually going to go out. So a mitzvah only protects you fisha temporarily. But Torah is compared to or, because or is eternal. The Torah protects you forever. Umnam lamrot ha'amur matzinu mitzvah pratit shehi beguf pulata b'malat ha'erech shel ha'Torah v'hi mitzvat k'tivat sefer Torah. So, despite what we said, we find a specific mitzvah that beguf pu'ulata, that this mitzvah has the value of Torah. In other words, most mitzvahs don't have the value of Torah. But there is a mitzvah that has the value of Torah. And that's the mitzvah of k'sivah sefer Torah. Ve'ata ketvu lachem et ha'shira hazot ve'lamdat b'nei Yisrael. על ידי מצוות הכתיבה, שהיא מצווה אחת מסוימת ומוגדרת, מתאפשר לימוד מרובה על ידי רבים, ולמדה את בני ישראל משום כך הרי בבחינת אור עולם. So it says, now you should write for yourself this shira and teach it to the Jewish people. Through the mitzvah of writing a Torah, which is one of the 613 mitzvahs, then a lot of people can learn it. V'lamda is B'nai Yisrael. Now they can learn it. And therefore, it's like or to the world. In other words, this is the one mitzvah that's the exception to the rule. It's not like a candle, but it's like or. Because it allows you, the writing of a Sefer Torah allows you to teach Torah to the Jewish people. חיוצא דבר מצינו מצווה שיש לה עצמה סגולת הערה כהערתה של תורה. זו מצוות נר חנוכה. So similarly, we find a mitzvah that has the skula of giving light, like the light of Torah. That's the mitzvah of נר חנוכה. The mitzvah of נר חנוכה has the skula of giving light, like the light of Torah. In Gemara, there's a machlokas of hadlakos and mitzvah, nachos and mitzvah. But l'chol adeis, the mitzvah is in the light. In other words, you can't just do hanacha with a menorah that's not lit. It doesn't count. Shailas is the mitzvah, the mice of lighting or placing down of the menorah. But everybody agrees that it has to be lit. If hadlaka is a mitzvah, like kumasha mitzvah, olatamo v'siduro. If hadlaka is a mitzvah, and the kiyum of the mitzvah is when you create the light, you arrange the light. And if hanacha is a mitzvah, harei mitkayemet b'ri'iyat ha'ma'or. If hanacha is a mitzvah, then it's miskayim when you see the light. Because when you put it down and you can see it, that's the mitzvah. It's lashon of the Gemara, near mitzvah, mitzvah liyecha petach beito mibachutz. And near mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to put it on the pesach of your house from the outside. And this riyah of the ner, al tpersumei nisa, is efsharit rak al yedei davar ha-meir. It's only possible if something shines. So everybody holds that you need the Davar HaMeir. So that's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah gives light. And gives the light of Torah. It has the skula of Ha'ara Ka'arasa Shel Torah. במצוות כתיבת ספר תורה שיש לה כאמור מעלת אור, עולה המצווה לבחינת תורה מצד ההמשכיות של פעולת המצווה, הנמשכת בצורה מתמדת, בצורת קביעה וקיימה, שהרי ספר תורה שנכתב כהלכתו אין להוסיף עליו, וכל המוסיף גורע. מצוות כסיר ספר תורה has the mile of light, and the mitzvah counts the olah mitzvah lebchinat Torah because of the hemshechiyut of, in other words, the continuous nature action of the mitzvah. It's kviyah v'kaima, because when you have a sefer Torah that's written kihilchasa, ein lahosif olah v'chol ha'mosif goyreya, you can't add on to it. And if you add on to it, you're subtracting. So you have this mitzvah that's just there forever. So that has a mile of ore that just keeps going. Kayotze v'emshechiyut mitkayimet zo hu'af inyano shel ner chanukah hanerot le'olam el mul p'nei ha'menorah ya'iru. נרמזת כאן חנוכה של בית חשמונאי הנוהגת לעולם. So now we also find this by Ner Chanukah, because Haneros, it says in the Medrash, לעולם אל מול פני הנורא יאירו. And this is a remez to Chanukah, this Medrash, because it's לעולם, because the Ner Chanukah is forever, as the Ramban says in Bamidbar Chesdalet. And see also in the Torah Shlem and Balos Chanos Dalet. So you have the continuous light of the Sefer Torah and the continuous light of the Neros Chanukah. Gzerotehem shel ha-yuvanim la-ashkicham Toratecha u-la-haviram mechukei ratzonecha hayu mechuvanot hen k'neged ha-retzifut shel or ha-Torah la-ashkicham Toratecha v'hen k'neged ha-mitzvah megina chukei ratzonecha. וכשגברו בית חשמונאי ונתאפשר גם תלמוד תורה וגם קיום המצוות, התקינו את מצוות נר חנוכה שיש בה כאמור בחינה כפולה. היא מצווה בחינת חוקי רצונך, אבל הערתה המתמדת היא כנגד אור תורתך. Gzeiros of the Yevanim, to be mashgiach the Torah, to make us forget the Torah, to make us the over chukei ritzonecha, were mechuvanos, were directed, both corresponding to the ritzifus of Orat Torah. They wanted to stop the continuous existence of the light of Torah. They want us to forget Torah, lashkicham Torah secha, and they also wanted to destroy the mitzvahs, mitzvah megina lefishach ukei ritzonecha. Kshigavur beis chashmonai, v'netavshir gam talmud Torah, v'gam kiyum ha-mitzvot, nitkino et mitzvat ner Chanukah. So now that they the chashmonai won, and they were allowed both to learn and to be mekayim mitzvahs, so they made a takana of mitzvahs ner Chanukah. It has a v'china kfula. Number one, it's a mitzvah v'china zchukei ritzonecha. But the light, because it's a mitzvah, but the light is Or Torah. So you have this beautiful idea of Chanukah having both, having the mitzvah part and the Torah part, because the light of the Ner Chanukah is the Or Torah. Look also in the Hakdama of the Derech Chaim, it's a beautiful Hakdama to the Maral's beautiful Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. And the Chiddush HaGadlus in Chelek Beis, Pei Samech, on Sota Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, he explains Pshat that Torah is Megina La'olam, because Torah is not under the, in the realm of time. But Mitzvah is Lefi Shah, because it's no fill of Mitachas Zman. Esh La Hefzik. It has a Hefzik. It stops. Mitzvah is only temporary. But the Torah is eternal. So you have these two aspects in Ner Chanukah. You have the temporary, the mitzvah aspect, and you have the Torah aspect, the light. The victory of the Chashmonaim and their rulership over parts of Eretz Yisrael was what made possible the kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs. Kamuspar gamet ichudo shel ora Torah v'mitzvah v'Ner Chanukah. So their victory allowed the kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs, and then we allowed this unification of the light of Torah and mitzvah in Ner Chanukah. Chayim kamokein babi gramatam gilui shel hitachadut haTorah ve'aretz. We also have this unification of Torah and Eretz Yisrael, because shleimus haMitzvahs, meaning all taryag, includes the mitzvahs hatfuyas ba'aretz that are only able to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Ramban says, Ikar HaMitzvahs Kulam Ba'aretz, the famous Ramban, Dvarim Dalet Hei, also Ramban in Dvarim Aleph Yitches. Kach gam benusach Birkat Hodah al Haaretz v'al Hamazon. Ba'al Rishona Yizkur Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. First we talk about Eretz Yisrael, and then we say, Tairas Rashulim Adatana V'chukecha Shodatana. Because you can only have Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, you have the Kiyum of Torah and Mitzvahs. And then we have the Ichud of Torah and Mitzvahs in Ner Chanukah. And also, now we can keep the Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Iker place, the primary place, to keep Mitzvahs. Et dvar ha-yachas bein kedushat ha-aretz v'yishuva. Lebein mitzvat k'tivat sefer Torah, matzinu b'hakbalat devrei ha-gemara. Rav Amik katav dalet meot sefrei Torah. Rav Yanai nata 400 kramim. The relationship between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, we find in a parallel Gemara. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sefer Torah. Rav Yanai planted 400 vineyards. So they're both osek b'mitzvah. V'ata kitvu lechem et shira hazot. Shchon ba'aretz havei zorea ve'noteah. So they're both doing mitzvahs. Writing Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. Kitvu lechem et shira hazot. The mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah. And then it says in the pasuk, Shchon ba'aretz, which Chazal darshan, God tells Abraham, look in the Torah Shleim and Bereishis Chavav Osir Aleph, plant in Eretz Yisrael, Zorea, Notea, so we have here the Kedusha Sa'aretz and Yishev Eretz Yisrael, i.e. the planting of the vineyards, 400 vineyards, together with Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Gemara parallels the two of them. Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah and Kedusha Sa'aretz and Ksiva Sefer Torah. אמנם על דרכי הביצוע הממשיים אמרו בגמרא, דלמה התורה ציווה לנו משה כתב, רש"י בבבא בתרא, 400 פעמים, אבל 400 ספרי תורה אין פנאי לאדם לכתוב. Maybe, says the Gemara about Rav Ami, instead of saying that he actually wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, which is quite a task. I have a neighbor who's a sofer. One Sifrei Torah takes a very long time. So maybe he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe 400 times. But one person writing 400 Sifrei Torah, lo yichol liyot. So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, shepasuk zeh karui Torah. This pasuk is called Torah. So it says that in Tosfos that this pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is called Torah, and therefore when he wrote the Sefer Torah 400 times, it means he wrote this pasuk 400 times. So similarly, the Hagdara of Keren is minimal. Shnei Gifanim Keneged Shtayim Ve'Echad Yotzei Zanav Karui Keren. If you have two vines against two vines, two opposite two, and then one at the bottom, that's called a Keren. That's called a Karen. לכן את סברת אהבה מינה בגמרא אפשר להעמיד בכך שרבי עמי מינה שלוחים. So therefore, maybe it's minimalistic over here. In other words, the Sifrei Torah is only 400 times you wrote the Pasuk. And the Karen, the 400 Kremen, very small Karen, right? Just five vines, right? Two opposite two and one at the bottom. It's on the tail. לכן את סברת אהבה מינה בגמרא אפשר להעמיד בכך שרבי עמי מינה שלוחים. So maybe, what's the Havmin of the Gemara? He actually wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He was Mamana Shluchim. And Rav Yanai planted 400 Kramim al Yidei Shluchim. Sherei gam et ha-pasuk Torah tziva lanu karui Torah imi mishmarato Torah v'shlemuta. V'av chamisha kfanim mibnei Mesiyanai kurim kerem lo mubana musag. V'mikom kom lo nitkabla l'dat ha-gemara svarat ha-shluchut v'netuchu lefarish Torah v'kerem v'agdaratam minimalit. Harei shemudgeshet hi chova ishit shel asiyat ha-mitzvah mitvat Sefer Torah v'im mitiyah b'Eretz Yisrael. So, saying Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe isn't writing the whole Torah. And five Gefanim aren't a real vineyard, right? Oh, wow, what a vineyard, five Gefanim, five vines. And the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara rejects the Svar of Shlichus. The Gemara says, no, they didn't send someone. The Gemara could have said they sent someone to write the 400 Sifrei Torah, to plant the 400 vineyards. The Gemara rejected that. And the Gemara instead wanted to say that they did it this way. So either way you're looking at it, it's not going to be a pshuta. So why does the Gemara not like the Shlichus Svara? And instead say that they wrote just a pasuk, or he wrote just a pasuk, or he planted just five vines. So the teretz is that we're coming to emphasize the individual responsibility and obligation to do the mitzvah, not to send somebody else to do it. Sai Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah and Sai planting in Eretz Yisrael. Vianney was in Eretz Yisrael, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 26a. So in the Inyan of Shlichos, we find the famous Tosis Rid that says there's a chilak between mitzvahs that you can do ayidei shliach and mitzvahs shebegufa that you can't do ayidei shliach. Shchitas Pesach, it says Yishachtu also called out Eretz Yisrael. So mikan lamdu sheshluch shlavim kamosa. Ve'ikar kavanat ha-Torah שהפסח יהיה שחוט על ידי השוחט. ולכן מעלים בעצמו שחט הפסח או אחר שחטה. ומצאת אכילת קורבן פסח, אכילת מצב אחד אומר, אין חובת גברה. So, קורבן פסח, you can have שליחוס. And that's the קורבן הסתרה, that one person should do it for others. But by אכילת קורבן פסח, מצא, you can't, right? That's the Tosis Rid. You can't do מצא שבגופו, you can't do על ידי שליח. For that, you need to do it yourself. So, by mitzvahs k'sivah sefer Torah, mitzvah avodas yishuv ha'aretz, hem mitzad echad efshar lahem bepulatam ha-bitzu'it le'esot ha'idei shaliach. V'azeh de'kim k'tvu lechem et rabim sefer Torah be'olam. On one hand, you can do these mitzvahs of yishuv Eretz Yisrael and avodas ha'adama. You can do it ha'idei shaliach, and then there's going to be a lot of sefer Torah in the world, and there's going to be a lot of planting in Eretz Yisrael in the world. On the other hand, hari maskanat ha'gemara, שרבי עמי עצמו כתב 400 ספרי תורה על ידי כתיבת הפסוק תורה ציווה לנו. הוא מוכח מכאן שיש למצווה זו ערך של חיוב עצמי נפשי מצד הפנימיות של המצווה, אשר לא נמסרה לשליח. So, the other hand, the maskana of the Gemara is that Rav Ami himself wrote 400 ספרי תורה by writing the pasuk of תורה ציווה לנו משה. So it's much from here that this mitzvah has value, mitzvah pnimi shel mitzvah that isn't given to the shliach. Because he wanted to do it himself. You're right, it's nice to import the shliach, it helps, you can have more. But there's an idea of doing it by yourself. So to Yishev Eretz Yisrael, shchon ba'aretz. That's a mitzvah that you have to do, and that's how Eretz Yisrael is built, is redeemed. Is it enough gamina if it's done by the person or by a shliach? Nevertheless, Rav Ami planted the Gefanim himself because this mitzvah has a mashmut pnimit that it relates to the person himself, so he wanted to do it himself. So it emerges that there's a special hiddur in mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Even though it's a mitzvah pu'ulatit that's done through a shliach, shal yefshar la'atil chovat hashlamat ha-mitzvah al kol echad mi'Yisrael. So there's a hiddur, there's a special hiddur in the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah, there's a special hiddur in the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. That you can't, and everybody should try to do some esyashvus. Everybody should try to do some planting, something in Eretz Yisrael. And when you do it by yourself, so it's not a mitzvah pu'ulatit, just an action. It's a mitzvah tzmit. Mitzvah Sheva Gufa, about the person himself. You know, this shmuz, as all of the shmuzim in the Sefer, was given in Yiddish. So I'm very curious exactly what the lashon of the Rav was in Yiddish to get his kavanamor, because here Rav Adari is mechalek bein mitzvah pu'ulatit and mitzvah atzmit. And this is based on the Rishimus and the notes of Rav Kalman Frankel, who was a Talmud of the Rav. But obviously, when it's translated, it loses. The original meaning in translation always can't get the full meaning, but we do our best. In any event, so these are mitzvahs that have a mitzvah tzmik that you have to do it yourself. Writing the Sefer Torah yourself, planting yourself, like we see from the Gemara. Dugma v'zecher l'shinoi v'iluk is that we find in Rabbi Nachman, in Pesach and in Beis Amar Aleph. B'tchila k'shayu mevi'im. Nisachim Yehuda. Lo haya yenam shel Yehuda machmitz. So originally, when they would bring Nisachim, when they would bring libations from Judah, the wine of the Judeans wouldn't become spoiled, sour. Rashi explains, Kishabesamikdash Kayim, Pesachim 42b. Hayamevim Nesachim Yehuda. They would bring the Nesachim from Judea. And in the schus of these Nesachim, the wine would never spoil, would never become vinegar. In Yanashal Ha'alab Mitzvah, Shemitzad Hayota Pu'ulatit Yitachena Asiata Yudei Shaliach, Yudha Mitzad Pinimita Mitzvah Shachata Nevesh Mitkayem and Mikayma. הרינו פוסקים ואומרים, מצווה בו יותר מבשלוחו של המצווה עצמה עולה מבחינה פעולתית לבחינה עצמית. So, first we have this union of bringing the Sachem from Yehuda, and now is a schus for them. And I'm not sure how that fits in with this Mahalach. And then the Rav continues and he says that when a mitzvah is a pu'ulatit, it's just a ma'aseh mitzvah, you could do with a shliach. But we say mitzvah bo yoseh mebishlucho, even if it's possible ayde shliach, it's still better to do it by yourself, since it's not even possible ayde shliach. Even if it's possible ayde shliach, you should still do it yourself. And then the mitzvah goes from a ma'aseh mitzvah, mitzvah pu'ulatit, to the b'china atzmit. Hanachah zo yesh la t'yachasut gam l'tzadim hilchatiyim. Umarad ani mutar lisol lomar l'anachri, can a Jew say to a goy, chasom parati v'dosh ba. I want you to muzzle my cow and thresh with it. And the threshing will be yours. In other words, we know that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's threshing. So can you say to a goy, muzzle my cow and thresh with it? And then what he threshes will be yours. So you're not allowed to do it yourself, you're allowed to tell a goy. So the tzadim of the safek are, אם הכלל של אמירה לנוכרי שבות הוא רק בשבת, או אף באיסור לאו של חסימה. So it's the כלל of אמירה לנוכרי שבות, the telling הנוכרי what to do, is an issue to Rabbanan, that only on Shabbos, or even on the lav of חסימה. In the Tshuvas Pnei Yehoshua, it was written by the grandfather of the Pnei Yehoshua, also brought down in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, Arachayim and Tshuva Pei Dalet, so he asked, according to the Mandamar, Yesh Shlichus Lanachri L'chumra Midrabanan, that there is Shlichus for a guy L'chumra Midrabanan Ma Baya V'Asafek Tepu G'lesh Asur Lomar L'Nochri Mishum Shlichut the Midrabanan Al Kol Panim Shayachet Etzel L'Nochri. Why don't we just say you're not allowed to tell the Nachri on Shlichus. Midrabanan, there's Shlichus. And as we, with our rights, there's no Shlichus for a guy. But Midrabanan, there's Shlichus. So, we had asked about it. Maybe Amir al-Nachri is only on Shabbos. But not in other lav, not in the lav of Chasima. Forget about Amir al-Nachri. But here there's a Shlichus problem. Telling a goy doing an aver is one issue. But here the goy is your shliach, because the shliach is l'chomer midrabanan. And memeila, it should be aser to tell him chasam parasi v'doshba. And I'm called it b'maseh shechet b'shlichut. So that's all a mitzvah where it's shaykh to have shlichus. That's a mitzvah pe'ulatit. A mitzvah where the maisa mitzvah is the ikar. Aval b'mitzvah atzmit, nafshit, pnimit, hamat yacheset l'gufo, shel, a mitzvah, lo sheyechet kamur shlichut. But if it's a mitzvah on the person, on the goof of the person, then shlichus isn't shayach. So here, the Isser is doing the Maisa Chasima, muzzling the animal, and Shlichus wouldn't be shy. Shlichus wouldn't be shy because it's a mitzvah, because the Averish of a Gufa, it's muzzling the animal. And since you're muzzling the animal relates to your, it's not the Maisa that you're doing. It's on the goof. As we'll see now. המצוות ביחס לבעלי חיים, שילוח הקין, אותו ואת בנו, איסור חסימה, הסביר הרמב״ם במורה בחלק ג', פרק מ"ח, שיסודם בצער בעלי חיים. והרמב״ן הדגיש את מידת הרחמנות שלא נתאכזר, כי האכזריות תתפשט בנפש האדם. נמצא שיש להם יחס לפנימיותו של האדם והם הופכים, על פי סגולה זו, למצווה עצמית שלא תיתכן בה צד שליחות. ובעל פתרונה שאלת בעל שוט פני יהושע. So the relationship to בעלי חיים, שילוח הקין, not shechting the mother animal and the son in the same day, not muzzling the animal, the Rambam explains that it's because of tzar בעלי חיים. The Ramban emphasizes Dvarim 22:6, the Midas HaRachmanis, that we shouldn't be cruel. A person learns to be cruel, chas v'shalom, it's going to find its way into his life, and that'll be horrible. So there's a relationship here to the pnimius of a person when a person's misachzer. And therefore, this is an averish of a gufa. As there's no shlichus. Here the problem is, when you do chasima, it's cruel. So the cruel, the Torah doesn't want you to do it because it's going to make you a cruel person. So if it's not shlichus here, there could be no shlichus. Why is there no shlichus? There's going to be no shlichus because shlichus is only shaykh if there's a maisa here. Somebody can do the maisa for you, but if it's davar shebegufa, if it's mitzvah shebegufa, aver shebegufa, there's no shlichus. And here's the aver relates to the person himself, so shlichus is in shaykh. Ha'ikaron ha'amur shinui ma'amada shel mitzvah mipeulatit la'atzmit shemitzanu b'mitzvat kibat sefer Torah. We saw that really ksiva sefer Torah is a mitzvah peulatit. But it turned to a mitzvah atzmus that you do it yourself. And when you do it yourself, it becomes a mitzvah atzmit. In other words, again, you don't have to do it yourself. But we see from the Gemara that it's better to do it yourself. So mitzvah tzivui, it's a mitzvah peulatit. But there's also an ending, you see from the Gemara, of Atzmis, to do it yourself. Also, like we said before, anyway, on mitzvahs that there's shlichus, we say mitzvah b'yosem v'shlucha, because there's a special maila to do it on your own. And particularly mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah and mitzvahs yishuv eretz Yisrael, because they make you a better person. When you write a sefer Torah, and when you work the land of Eretz Yisrael, it elevates you. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Dafka these mitzvahs to do it on your own." The Braisa tells us about the Nes Pachas Shemen, and it concludes, "Kva'um va'asa'um yamim tovim b'halel v'hoda'a." They established it and made it yamim tovim with praise and thanks. Nisuach zeh mashmo. This formulation means shelechatchila kach hayta takana shinyan yom tov shu suda v'simcha yegam ken b'halel v'hoda im ken ra'u lehalel u'lehodot b'seudot. So what this means is that lechatchila the takana was like the Rav writes in Mitzvat Ha'Ra'ayan Siman Tav Reishayin Sif Beis, that lechatchila the takana was that the inyan of the yom tov is su'udah v'simcha. And this su'udah v'simcha will be b'hala v'hodah. Never you should be mahala and moda, you should praise and thank during the su'udahs. So yamim tovim. Yamim tovim is yam tov su'udah. And these yamim tovim should be with hala and hodah. They should be filled with praise and thanks. Umanam shnei musagim eile, halel v'hodah, im shnei chalakim ha'mityachasim liyamim tovim shel Chanukah. There are two parts that relate to the Yom Tovim of Chanukah. See the Ein Hayan Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Os Yud Gimel, and what Chassid Yehuda writes in Alat Raya, pages 436 to 437, and Moadei Aviyah, page 162 to 163, Sfasei Mischanukah, Einin HaLevodah L'chor Echad Hu and Tarla Lel Gimel. But it's important to note that the Sfasim has Nacham again and again and again. It goes back to this idea, what's Halo, what's Hodah? It's many different variations to explain Halo and Hodah. On Kol Panim, So Halel and Hodah relate to the Yamim Tovim of Chanukah. Halel nikba al ha'amakata shel ha'emunah Yisraelit kitotza'a mehitmodedut im tarbut Yavan. Halel is praise because this is a depth of the Jewish faith that is a result of the dealing with Tarbus Yavan. In zo anavot mehitnakshut chazitit v'hin zo sheyisoda b'kinyanim שהם טובים לשמש את האור האמיתי של התורה, שנלקחו מאוצר הפגישה היוונית. שנלקחו מאותן הדעות הקרבים לאוחד מהמנותה. So, we had this clash, this frontal clash, התנגשות חזיתית, between us and Yavan. And then we had, like the Zohar writes in Pekudei, that they're craving the Orchad Memnusa, because their Kinyanim Shem Tovim L'Shamish is Or Amiti Shel Torah, that were taken from the Otzer Apgisha Yavanis. Shenitzerfu V'nitaru Be'esh Dat Shel Torah Emet. So on one hand, there's a clash between us and Yavan. On the other hand, they're craving the Orchad Memnusa, they're close to the correct path in Yavan. So we have that's what we thank God for, that we have a deeper faith in God now, that we overcame Yavan, both in those areas where there's a direct clash, a direct conflict, in those areas where they're close to the Derech HaEmes, and we're able to purify that with our Torah. Vilo hodah yalatza zmanit ha-mesuyemet mehachurban shehaya tzafui lavo az al yidei Yisrael midei ha-yevanim. And the hodah is on the temporary hatzala from the churban that was to come on the Jewish people from the Yavanim. Halel is the deepening of our faith because we overcame Yavan, and Hodah is that we were saved from the Churban. Ma'amadam shel ha'simcha v'ha'mishteh b'sudot b'mei Chanukah hu rofef. The status of simcha mishteh Chanukah is a weak, not so stark, right? Like it says in the Chavir, that ribui sudas ha'rishus. These aren't days of mishteh and simcha. The Rambam says, there's a ktsas mitzvah ribui ha'sudas. אמנם אמירת שירות ותשפחות שיש בהם מן הלל והודעה, מעלה את השמח המעלל לדרגת עוסק במצווה עצמית, שראי הוא בגופו משתתף בסעודת מצווה, ובפיו שירת הלל והודעה. Saying shiros and tishpachos that have halal and hodah during these meals elevate this to a mitzvah atzmis, because now this person is being mishtatev begufo in the suda, and he's praising God and he's thanking God, like we said before, from the Rav in the Mitzvah Taraya, that these are Yom Tov, meaning days of Simcha and Mishteh, behalal v'hodah. So even though these are really only sudas rishus, but we elevate these sudas when we partake in them on our own, when we praise Hashem and we thank Hashem. So the Rav concludes, "Hasimcha l'atchalat k'tivat sefer Torah shenu oskim ba k'et, zechino ba idei anshei shlomenu, mitpalei beit ha-knesset beit Avraham shebepolin. Me'achar shemitzvah zo mitkemet be'eretz Yisrael yish ba kamor af mitzvat yishuv ha'aretz." So now we have both here. We have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah and that we're writing for our friends in Poland. And then we also have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Umnam ki yoman shel mitzvot eilu bimei Chanukah. And this is being done on Chanukah. And all three have a shituf. They're all elevated when you do them on your own. Like we see in the Gemara, that there's an elevation to the writing of the Sefer Torah when he did it on his own. And Rav Yanai planted the Arba Meos Kramim. And Chanukah is also elevated in the sense that Chanukah becomes like Torah Or. We said that on Chanukah, we were allowed to keep Torah and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael properly. So Chanukah relates to Eretz Yisrael. And Chanukah relates to Torah and to mitzvahs, right? Because it relates to Torah, because the light of the Ner Chanukah is the light of Torah. And Chanukah is also a mitzvah. And normally most mitzvahs don't have a din of Torah or. But Ksiva Sefer Torah has a din of Torah or. That's the light itself of Torah because this enables more learning Torah. Ner Chanukah is also Torah or. So how beautiful it is that we are able to be Zocha in Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvah shebagufo, right? To start writing the Sefer Torah ourselves. And on Chanukah Dafka, where Chanukah is the time of Torah Or, so we're able to increase this Torah Or by the writing of the Sefer Torah. And Rav concludes with a bracha: Yisku kol ha-mis'askim l'his'alos l'kedusha atzmis l'kedushas Yisrael l'raisa l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should be zochah to an elevation for their own kedusha, for kedushas Yisrael, Torah, kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Adari, Zichrono Levracha, adds Shulei HaShmua. It's called Shmuat HaRaya, so at the end, he adds his own summary. Ha'isuk b'inyanei Chanukah b'mishnat HaRav hu bal gvanim rabim hu itpares al p'nei shtachim shonim b'yitzirato b'halacha, b'ferush agadot chazal, b'mamarim, b'drush, b'hagot, בשמונה קבצים בקובצי, עוד ריש רפחת, ריש נדחת, בפיוט ובנועמים. בחמה אוספים ולקטעים במדגם מייצג של המורשת של הכתב. כך אורות חנוכה בתו של למד, כך במועדי הראיה, בתו של מם, וכך אורות הראיה בתו של נה. השיחה המשוכתבת לפנינו, משתייכת לשמות וראיה. היא מתאפיינת בצורה מתייחדת של גבישי הלכה ומחשבה, המתבססים על בקיאות מפליאה ונבללים למסכת אחת מגובשת, גם אם חלקים ממנו נרמזים במרחבי יצירות הרב. יפה מאוד. The Rav relates to Chanukah in so many different ways, so many different times. Here and there you have various recordings of the Rav's writing about Chanukah. They have in the Sefer Mamre HaRaya, they have a few articles about Chanukah. And Moadei HaRaya, they have the Rav on Chanukah. And Ein Haya, the Rav on Chanukah. So here's a very beautiful shmuz where he just brings in so many different concepts together, so many different ideas. And he consolidates them into one beautiful mosaic of Torah. So we discussed the relationship between Torah and Mitzvah, and Ner and Or. Exeris Yavanam and Torah Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Siva Seratari and Shiva Yisrael, Shlichus Bekiyam on Mitzvahs, Shlichus Lanachu, Itzam Lamdis, Am Halacha, Hal Vahidah, and Sudis and Chanukah. So Baruch Hashem, there is still, we're trying to do every week. Rav said on that week, so we still have the Ma'amar for Parashat Miketz and Tashnat Tafresh Tzadi. So please stay tuned, and we should be Zocha to continue. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.